site?
Okay, this is continuing with Rod Davies on 30th August 76. So if you could just repeat the...
Yes, we used the Mark 1 in those early experiments for any observations of small diameter sources where we weren't confused with the side lobe structure. And this included observations of Cygnus A, Cassiopeia, observations of the Moon, and the nearby external galaxies, which were relatively small diameter objects. And the Zeeman experiment was one of those that performed using the Mark 1. Now this started at a suggestion by Wild and Bolton, and the first observations were made with the 30-foot telescope to get a system going when John Galt visited Jodrell Bank for a year on sabbatical leave. And he made the first measurements there with Conrad Slater, one of our research students, in fact the first that was allocated to the group. And they set a limit to the magnetic field in the absorption features. And then when that experiment was done, it was put onto the Mark 1, and that reference there is the first of the observations with Slater, Shooter, and Wild, who are research students working with me on the Zeeman experiment. So we had a very hard push for the Zeeman experiment in about 3 or 4 years there.
Did you have any idea what sort of field might be there?
Oh yes, there were predictions up to 10 to the minus 4 of a Gauss. There were several models of the magnetic field of the galaxy.
Well, so you really had no idea then, I mean, except it would be anywhere from 0 to 100 microns.
That's right. And people like Greenstein and Davis had made predictions. There were many predictions in the literature, and they were just waiting on a result. This is the reason why they're persisting so much. There's a lot of theoretical interest in the strength of the magnetic field, whether the magnetic field, in fact, was responsible for the spiral structure in the galaxy. It was quite a major issue, and we just kept pushing the limit down, and in fact, in pushing it down beneath about 5 by 10 to the minus 6, we'd knocked out any possibility at all of magnetic fields being responsible for the spiral structure. Magnetic energy was a whole lot less than the rotational energy.
Right.
So that eliminated one class of spiral models in the galaxy. And then the question was, what is the strength of field? Is it enough to give the synchrotron emission that we see? And there are many ways of tying the observations in with both optical and theoretical work. How much magnetic field do you require to align dust grains?
Right. Was this consistent with the polarization that Westerhout had just found?
Yes. You could make this consistent on the radio side, but then it left open the question of the fields required to align the dust grains. And that modelling has been going on ever since, in fact. That's still unresolved, how smaller fields will actually align the dust grains.
Well, just in closing, as you look back over this up to the early 60s in radio astronomy, do you have any comments on the way the field developed? General comments?
I think during that period we got more and more involved with the optical astronomers, at least from the line side. I think we then became sort of an integral part of astronomy, and we didn't think of ourselves much as a class apart from the optical astronomers. Mm-hmm. I think that was one of the major movements in the line side, right, the hydrogen line side. And it was just beginning to happen, I think, in the extragalactic field, the radio source field. The optical astronomers, I think, accepted the radio astronomers on the line and the hydrogen side, largely because I think you had figures like Oort on the radio side.
Right.
But on the other side, it was the radio source side. I think they were still not sure what these animals were who called themselves radio astronomers.
Whereas when you were working with Christensen, what would you consider yourself? Not an astronomer, but something else perhaps?
Well, I think at that stage, of course, we were working on the sun, so it was a question of optical and radio collaboration. It was another area, of course, where there was collaboration
between
the two sides.
Well, that's true. You yourself were doing both.
Yes. So I had this connection on both sides right from the beginning. It's rather unusual in many ways.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Good. Well,
so that ends the interview with Rod Davies on 30th August 76.